Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at Foreign Print. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 202, Li-Fi, Part 1, The Basics of Li-Fi Technology. This episode is presented by Foreign Print Incorporated Customer Service Manager, Brandon Manthey.
The basics of Li-Fi technology. Imagine downloading a movie in 1/20th of a second. With Li-Fi technology, a potential replacement for Wi-Fi, it's possible, at least in theory. Li-Fi uses visible light, as emitted by LED light bulbs, to transmit data. To compare, Wi-Fi uses radio waves. Instead of connecting to a Wi-Fi network, you would place your device under a beam of LED light to capture and send data. Li-Fi can send data at 1 gigabit per second with a theoretical top speed of 224 gigabits per second. Even if the theoretical top speed doesn't play out, the 1 gigabit per second rate still is 100 times faster than Wi-Fi. In short, Li-Fi could accelerate life on the internet as we know it. This podcast explores the origins of Li-Fi as well as several basics to help you understand how it works. Let's get started. Li-Fi is short for light fidelity, similar to how Wi-Fi is short for wireless fidelity. German physicist Harald Haas shared the term Li-Fi with the world at a TED Talks presentation in 2011. Haas, a mobile communications professor at the University of Edinburgh, demonstrated how light bulbs can be used as digital routers by projecting a high-definition video and interrupting its play by blocking the light source. Haas compared the need for internet connectivity to a utility, like water and electricity. To make the case for Li-Fi, Haas pointed out that the demands on the radio spectrum which enables Wi-Fi technology are increasing. He reported that 1.4 million radio cell towers and 5 billion cell phones transmit 600 terabytes of data monthly. When it comes to the Internet of Things, the number of connected devices is expected to reach 50 billion by 2020. Recognizing this demand and looking to capitalize on Li-Fi, Haas founded Pure Li-Fi in 2012 with a group that has been studying the technology since 2008. According to Haas, expanding the internet only can work if it's energy neutral. In a follow-up TED lecture on Li-Fi in 2015, Haas said global IT and communication technologies need about 100 nuclear power plants to work. And as the need for the internet grows, the call for energy will become even greater. Using existing infrastructure as much as possible, which includes using Li-Fi-enabled LED bulbs to transmit data, takes some strain off additional energy needs. The big idea is to replace incandescent and fluorescent light bulbs with energy-efficient LED bulbs. Haas and Pure Li-Fi aren't the only Li-Fi game in town. For example, the 100 times faster than Wi-Fi speed that's been covered in the media was recorded by Estonian Li-Fi firm Velmini. OLEDCOM of France also offers Li-Fi products. These and other Li-Fi outlets anticipate the market to heat up. The Li-Fi technology market is expected to reach more than $6 billion by 2018, with an annual mean growth rate of 82%. As the market grows and competition ensues, there's potential to see diverse offerings in Li-Fi technology, which could change the game for all internet users. So how exactly does Li-Fi work? Li-Fi is similar to the infrared technology in your remote control, except faster. It's a wireless visible light communication system, or VLC, which is high-speed and bidirectional, meaning Li-Fi-enabled devices can communicate with each other. To help you understand, here are some Li-Fi basics. First, an LED light is fitted with a Li-Fi-enabled microchip or connected with a Li-Fi access point unit. The unit or LED lamp would require hookup to an Ethernet cable. Second, the Li-Fi technology changes the amplitude of the light waves for data transmission. The light needs to be on to transmit data, but you can dim the light until it appears to be off, and data will still be transmitted. Third, a receiver picks up the subtle changes in the amplitude of light. Constant light, or light that doesn't come from special LED bulbs, doesn't have the amplitude change, and doesn't affect the receiver. For reference, Pure Li-Fi's receiver is 3/4 of a credit card in size. Fourth and final, a signal processing element in the receiver converts the data into streamable content. While direct line of sight from the LED to the receiver is the most efficient way to transfer data, reflected light beams still could transfer 70 megabits per second. Line of sight will make a Li-Fi signal stronger, but as long as light particles can hit the receiver, it can receive data, albeit at a lower data rate if light levels are low. The cost of Li-Fi technology is unclear. Haas's Pure Li-Fi has sold the technology to limited corporate clientele. When asked about the cost of Li-Fi-enabled light bulbs, Haas said, "That's a question I can't really fully answer because we are dealing with early-stage prototypes. The cost will be dependent on the volumes we are able to get. Wi-Fi has a widespread deployment, so the costs are low." Until the market for Li-Fi further develops, budgeting for this technology will be challenging. However, one thing's for sure, this technology has the capacity to shape how we live, work, and communicate online.
Thanks for listening to part one of this three-part series on Li-Fi technology. For more information about this topic, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.